We're going to turn now to cities and towns and their streets. The pandemic forced cities and towns to get creative. People wanted to gather safely, and they needed more space to do that safely outside. So communities closed down whole streets for bikers and walkers. You know, restaurants turned curbside parking spaces into tiny garden patios. We all saw it. Well, now a new poll from the Mass Inc. polling group finds that many of those workarounds worked, and people want them to stay. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka has been combing through the data and joins us now. Zeninjor, thanks for coming back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Glad to be here.
So give us the main takeaways of the poll, because it does sound like people want streets shut to traffic even after the pandemic ends, if you can say that word.
Right. It might be. Exactly. Are we at the point of saying the end of the pandemic? But, you know, this poll shows that people do want to really change the way that we use our streets to continue a lot of the things that we've seen in the pandemic. So nearly 80% want more space for outdoor dining. And nearly 60% want to close streets to car traffic so pedestrians and cyclists can use the entire roadway. People also want more public seating, like benches. Now, you know, this is something many cities and towns made these changes during the pandemic to help local businesses and encourage more outdoor activities. Here's what Mass Inc.'s research director, Rich Parr, says about that.
And it seems as if people are pretty happy with some of the changes that cities and towns have made to local streets during the pandemic, so much so that they want to continue them and want to see them going forward. Even when we told voters that this would mean that there would be less space for cars on the streets.
And Boston area voters want to keep these changes in place after the pandemic. Again, even if that means less space for cars.
So this was a poll of 670 registered voters in Greater Boston. You have covered transportation for a long time. Do these results surprise you?
You know, it's really interesting. In a way, it shows that the pandemic has sort of created a new normal for people. You know, something I've been thinking about, Tiziana, is how the pandemic forced us to think about space in a different way. You know, we had to physically distance, keep 6 feet apart. We were encouraged to go out and use outdoor spaces. So how we think about space has shifted. First, it was a public health necessity because of COVID-19. And now, this poll shows, people really liked some of the ways we adapted to those space constraints. And they want to see some of those things stick around post-pandemic.
So for cities and towns that want to be responsive, how do you see this playing out?
Well, so far, cities and towns seem to be sticking with some of these pandemic changes. It expanded outdoor dining, closing down certain streets for pedestrians. I see that all over the place where I live in Cambridge. This was something that was really beneficial to businesses during the pandemic when they had so many restrictions on indoor dining. And in Boston, the city is allowing more outdoor dining this summer through a pilot program. In Waltham is shutting down its Moody Street downtown for a second year in a row, so the whole street can be used for dining and pedestrians. And Ipswich has received funds from MassDOT to repurpose a parking lot and turn that into a year-round riverfront outdoor dining and gathering space. And of course, it's certainly the perfect time of year to transform city roadways. I mean, we're heading into summer. That's a high travel and tourism season, as well as fall, when many people just want to be outside and enjoying the outdoors.
So Zeninjor, that poll asked a lot of questions. Are there other ways that people would like to see streets transformed?
Yeah, the Mass Inc. poll found 3/4 of Boston area voters want bike lanes, and roughly around 70% want more parking for bikes, as well as more stations for bike share. And I should note, too, people were also thinking about buses. Nearly 2/3 said they support implementing more bus lanes. This is something we've been seeing more cities and towns implementing in recent years in an effort to make bus rides more, you know, quicker and more efficient.
So here's the million-dollar question. All of that uses street space. So do people say that they will drive less?
Well, now, this was a really interesting part of the poll. 27% of people said they actually plan to drive more post-pandemic, which was higher than the percentage of people who said they will drive less. Now, some of that may be because some folks don't plan to use public transit as much, but it's interesting to think about, what does this mean for traffic if people want to take away car space for other purposes, yet some people want to drive more? It seems people in this poll were very concerned about traffic congestion. 42% think it will be the same as it was before the pandemic, which we all know was bad. And nearly a third think it will actually be worse. Only 21% think it will be better. So we have a little bit of optimism there for some folks, but we'll have to wait and see. And really, some of this may depend on what companies in the region decide to do about their future work plans. You know, it's also a challenge for cities and traffic planners. If they're going to be taking space away from cars for things like outdoor dining and walkable streets and bike lanes, they're going to need to figure out how and where all of those people and cars are going to travel.
WBUR reporters in Injure and Wameka, thanks for walking us through it. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
So let's look specifically at how one community is thinking about this. Brad Rawson is on the line. He's the director of mobility for the city of Somerville. Brad, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Tiziana. Thanks so much for having me.
So we're glad to have you. And I know you heard Zeninger walk us through those poll results from the Mass Inc. Polling Group poll. Anything surprise you there?
Tiziana, the poll results are really consistent with what our constituents in the city of Somerville tell us year after year, that restoring the more historical function of urban streets to serve people walking, people wheeling, people riding bikes, people riding buses, people doing business and dining is really where our community wants to use our precious street resources. Tiziana, Somerville is just 4 square miles. One of those square miles is streets. They have to do more for our residents than simply move motor vehicle traffic.
And you tried that. You shut down several miles, not square miles, but linear miles of streets for pedestrian access. How did that go? And are you still doing it?
Well, Tiziana, I think it's really important to frame Somerville's Shared Streets program through the lens of our holistic COVID-19 strategy. Early during the emergency, Mayor Joe Curtatone asked our staff to devise a holistic and equitable strategy to keep people safe, to support our first responders, our small businesses, and make sure that our residents, particularly the 25% of us who do not own or operate a motor vehicle, can still access essential goods and services, grocery stores, post offices, pharmacies, food pantries. And really rethinking the way that we manage our streets was a core part of that strategy. So dedicating space using low-cost and cheap, quick and nimble materials like sawhorses, signs, and cones to divert regional traffic from local streets was an important way to provide people with predictable and safe ways to get to all of those essential destinations in our little city.
Right. Was outdoor dining also a part of that?
Yes, absolutely. That was an essential part of our strategy. And it's really rooted in national and international best practice. In Somerville, we worked with our small business community and our local stakeholders to really offer up the choice for folks to say, look, if we think that we can more safely and effectively continue to do business by repurposing a curbside parking space, for example, to allow for outdoor dining, we wanted to invite the business community to work with our staff to identify those locations, appropriately plan, inspect, and regulate them, and then let business owners do business consistent with public health guidance.
So let me jump in there. I can hear how serious you are about this and that you're passionate about it. What did you hope would happen, and did that happen?
Well, Tiziana, I think our program in Somerville has been successful. And I really want to emphasize that mobility equity is tied to social equity. Mobility justice is tied to economic justice. And it's important that we all remember that as we work so hard to strive for normal, let's remember to define normal circa 2018 and 2019 as unsustainable and inequitable. Our residents in Somerville expect us to decarbonize our transportation system. Our residents in Somerville expect us to address systemic racism and historic inequities through all of our decisions.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to, because what I want to ask you is, I hear what you're committed to, but as you ran this experience during the pandemic, did you get the results that you wanted out of those things? Did you see a reduction in carbon footprint? Did you see more freedom of movement? What do you think worked?
You know, it really depends, Tiziana. We collected so much data on traffic counts, on traffic speeds, traffic crashes, MBTA bus ridership, MBTA bus travel times. business starts, business closures, customer visits. And in most of our neighborhoods, we found exactly the results that we wanted, which was that our streets were safer, that they were more sustainable, and that they were more economically productive. There were exceptions to that rule. Everything is context and case specific, but we actually had many, many Somerville resident volunteers working as our eyes and ears, helping us collect data in addition to our professional staff and consultant teams that were out on the block working with the local community to evaluate the results.
So what comes next?
Well, again, we have established long-term strategic plans based in community process here that call on us to continue to strengthen mass transit in our community. I want to emphasize that MBTA buses and trains are safe. Extensive research has been done about air circulation on mass transit. Anybody who has the choice to commute on mass transit should use it. Because traffic is coming back, Greater Boston has been designated as one of America's worst congested metros. And the poll results you just described should concern all of us as we think about the future of the MBTA, sustainability of long-term funding, and making sure that all of our residents all over the metro area can continue to move around in ways that are predictable, safe, and sustainable.
All right. Brad Rawson, Director of Mobility for the City of Somerville, thanks for joining us.